Welcome back to another Edge God In podcast. Thank you for carving out time in your day today to Edge God In. Our mission here at Edge God In is to champion human potential in Christ, to champion your human potential in Christ. Today's topic is, are you addicted to the drug of approval? This is a podcast all about freedom. Freedom in Christ, and how to step into that freedom on a day-to-day basis. We're going to look at the behaviors that are associated when with the approval of man, and we're also going to look at the behaviors of when we are seeking the approval of God. So as you listen in today, simply sink in and ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what's for me in today's podcast? Give me one thing that I can take and transfer into my day-to-day life so that I can reboot my priorities, that I can reboot my behavior in and through you rather than spilling out of myself into the world. We pray this with the grace of the strength of the Holy Spirit within us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our learning objective today is, when you walk away from today's podcast, that you would understand and be able to identify in your own life the ramifications of when you seek to please people and the ramifications of when you seek to please God. So we're going to pull scriptures specifically from Galatians. And we're going to link a couple of key scriptures from Galatians and really bring to life, resurrect the message that Paul was trying to set forth when he wrote this letter to the Galatians. And his desire was truly to give kind of an invitation to the people to step out of living for the flesh, to satisfy the ways of the flesh. The flesh is like a spoiled child. The more you feed it, the more it wants. It's hungry. The spirit is content. The spirit knows itself to be enough in Christ. Therefore, it doesn't rise and fall depending upon how the world judges it. How much time in your week would you say you spend on worrying about what other people will think? 50%? 75%? Perhaps some weeks close to 100%. Maybe when you're really staying in your castle with Christ, maybe it's only 20%. Have high noticing this week and watch you do life with Christ. Observe when you spill out of yourself and give power to something outside of you to define your worth, your value, and what you believe you're capable of handling successfully. Which, by the way, is the definition of stress. You know that you have stepped into the drug of approval when your body gets spun, when your heart starts to race, perhaps you get flushed, perhaps you get stuck in fixated thinking. Those automatic negative thoughts start tromping into your picnic and flip you out of that peace, as Daniel Amen spoke about, the ants are those automatic negative thoughts. Just watch when it happens. Who triggers it? Where are you? What specifically causes you to spill out of yourself and give power to a person or an opinion or a desired outcome rather than doing your best in Christ and flipping it into the lap of the Lord? And trusting him, casting all your anxiety upon him, knowing that he cares for you. So let's begin. Let's jump into Galatians chapter 1, verse 10. This was one of the first scriptures that I actually stored in my heart after I accepted Christ at 17. Am I trying to win the favor or approval of men or of God? Or am I still trying to seek approval from somebody? Some human being. If I'm still trying to be popular with men, I cannot still be a servant of Christ. Galatians 1:10. Are you still trying to win the favor of somebody in your life today? Think over your life, all the different players in your life. Is there someone that causes you to be a little bit uneasy? Is there somebody in your life that causes you to edit yourself, causes you to think about what you said and wonder, was that a good thing to say in this person's presence? That's an indication that you are addicted in that moment to the drug of approval. And Jesus is constantly inviting us up and out of ourselves. Are you trying to win the favor and approval of somebody in your life today? Or are you seeking the approval of God? Man or God, all day long. Take an inventory at the end of your day. The last 10 minutes before you fall asleep, I often refer to as that sacred space that you can connect with God or reconnect with God and reflect upon your day. This week, just observe at the end of every day and just take note, write down when you stepped into the drug of approval or the disease to please. Those are two different areas that it manifests, the disease to please or the drug of approval. I'm going to read actually two excerpts from my book, 99 Things You Want to Know Before Stressing Out. One of them is entitled The Disease to Please. The other one is The Drug of Approval, to give you a little deeper dive into what these look like and to give you the opportunity to recognize how they play out in your life. That's our place of empowerment, dragging it out into the light. As soon as we shine the light of our awareness upon something that is robbing us from that peace that passes all human understanding and confidence. My way is all love and confidence when I am in Christ. When I am not in Christ, I will muck around in the fear of disapproval. How about you? Observe you this week and write down and look for patterns at the end of this week, because there'll be patterns of when you will see specific people, specific situations cause the drug of approval to go from dormant to live, the disease to please to go from dormant to live. So let's get a little deeper understanding around what we're talking about when we're talking about the drug of approval and the disease to please. Let's start with the disease to please. This disease to please comes from farming out your sense of identity into the acts of service you do for other people. Serving others in this world is a wonderful experience with many emotional and psychological benefits. And you're trapped when your sense of who you are is directly linked to what you do for others. You have given your power away to something or someone outside of you. This leaves you vulnerable to emotional instability. The disease to please is often accompanied by this specific statement: who would I be if I was unable to please those around me? Perfectionism actually walks hand in hand with the disease to please. In order to love and accept myself, I do for others. What I do for others must be done perfectly. At least it must follow my inner criteria for protection. Often these beliefs are associated with the need to please in order to feel good about yourself. When you please others, you feel seen, heard, appreciated, good enough, capable, validated. It's actually a vicious cycle. And this cycle often accompanies this condition. I please you, then I feel good about me. I don't please you, then I don't feel good about me. How about this week, exploring what needs to shift in terms of your perception of your identity in Christ? Practice feeling good about yourself, with or without pleasing those around you. Yourself, your identity in Christ. The power of living your life without attachment and without attaching your sense of self to any experience outside of you is truly empowering. And this brings us to the second scripture. The disease to please, as we were talking about, it brings us to Galatians 5:1, another one of my absolute favorite scriptures, one of the foundational scriptures for the Edge God In Ministries. Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery. In today's podcast, we're talking about the yoke of slavery contained in the disease to please. I have a sense of worth and value when I can please other people. And this quickly spills into overcare behavior and enabling behavior. This is not to bash those random acts of kindness and the service that the Lord puts on your heart. But just as you're planting seeds, you plant the seeds and then you put it in the environment with healthy soil and you trust the elements of what that seed is meant to do and created to do to grow. You can't will a seed to bloom. You release it into the hands of God because it will do what it was created to do when you provide the environment. So same holds true when you're pleasing other people. If you cling to looking at the results of pleasing other people rather than do a random act of kindness, and as Jesus said, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Just do it and forget about it. My Long Island roots are coming back. Do it and forget about it. Do your act of kindness and ask the Lord, help me to forget about this as quickly as possible. Because then you avoid the disease to please and you can step into Galatians 5:1, which it is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery to the need to please another human being to know that you have worth and value. Know that you have worth and value in Christ and then go forth and do good works in and through Christ. It's plowing the field. Leave what is behind. Press on to what is ahead. Do the good deed, press on to what is ahead. Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Now, let's shift our focus here to the drug of approval. They are linked, a little bit different, the drug of approval. Whenever you cling to anything in this life, whether it is a certain response from the world, a relationship, a material item, or desired outcome, happiness dies and anxiety increases. Since you were very little, you began to learn very quickly what to do and say to get a desired outcome or response, and your addiction to the drug of approval began. It is similar to a spoiled child. The more you give it, the more it wants. This addiction to approval is fed by your desire to be acknowledged, approved of, popular, validated, and praised. It is as if you were saying, please tell me that I am good enough, appreciated, smart enough, and worthy to be loved and accepted. It is a serpent of a drug that will sap you of any remembrance that you already have everything you truly need in Christ, with Christ, for happiness to occur, along with inner joy and peace. Through Christ. It makes a mockery out of you with the antics you play in life, all for a momentary high of being approved of or acknowledged. Being a visionary and motivated human being is of considerable value. It is when you look to those things around you to tell you that you can or cannot do something in life, or you only believe in yourself because someone told you how great you are, that you become vulnerable to the experience of forgetting who you are with your God-given inner strengths and abilities. It is a wonderful practice in life to maintain inner calm and connection in the presence of praise or criticism. Dear God, protect me from praise or criticism, that my heart would stay grounded in the mission for which it beats. Remember, as with any addiction in life, the more you feed it, the more it consumes you, along with your ability to remember who you truly are in Christ. So that is a little deeper dive into the drug of approval. Both of those excerpts I just read out of 99 Things You Want to Know Before Stressing Out. So let's jump to Galatians 5. We started out in Galatians 1. We moved to Galatians 5:1. Now we're going to continue on with the same theme, and we're going to look at the behavior that happens. This will help you to recognize you. So as I'm reading through these scriptures, think about a time this last week when you were stuck in the disease to please or the drug of approval. You gave power to someone or something outside of you to define your value in Christ. So you were attached. Your heart started to race. You always know you have an attachment, again, when the body becomes involved. You feel the stress kick in. You have a hard time breathing. You ruminate. You either fear the serpents that slither in between the two ears, or fear, self-doubt, or worry. And they'll have a huge party and invite regret, despair, all kinds of ugly little friends along with them, and trash your interior world. Remember, you are the landlord in Christ. You have the ability to evict, to bind, rebuke, and cast out. So again, Paul is then jumping in a little bit deeper into the actual behavior that we see that shows up. So we're looking at Galatians chapter 5, verses 17. First, we're going to look at the ramifications of the behavior from, are you seeking the approval of man? Then we will move to seeking the approval of God. But these scriptures are what happens when we seek the approval of man. What happens when we seek the approval of man is we move forward into the world from our sinful nature, or our flesh, the weaker part of who we are. The flesh mucks around in the disease to please and the drug of approval. And it opposes what, and is contrary to what the Spirit desires. And that's seeking the approval of God. The Spirit is always seeking the approval of God. So Galatians 5:17, for the spirit, sinful nature has its desires, which is opposed to the Spirit, and the Spirit is opposed to the sinful nature. For these two natures are in direct opposition of one another, so that you do not always do what you want to do. You think? How many times this week have you done something that you did not want to do, knowing as an ambassador for Christ, you are Christ's hands, heart, words, facial expressions in this world? How many times this week have, I know in my own life, there's several times when we have good intentions. It's Romans chapter 7. I know what I need to do. I know what I want to do, but I can't keep doing what I'm doing. In Romans chapter 7, Paul is also talking about the battle between the flesh and the Spirit. Thanks be to God. Through Jesus Christ, we have victory. But if you're guided and led by the Spirit, Paul says, you're not subject to the law. Now, the practices of the sinful nature are evident. Here we go. Here's the behavior that comes from seeking the approval of men. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, lack of self-control, idolatry, sorcery, hostility, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions that promote gossip, envy. Gossip's a good one. Envy, drunkenness, riotous behavior. See any of that going on? And other things like these. I warn you beforehand, just as I did previously, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Then he says, but. Any time in the Bible that you hear a but, that's an invitation to really become attentive to what follows the but. But, Paul says, the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, is love, unselfish concern for others. I don't want anything from you when I'm doing this random act of kindness. I'm just doing it because God's moving me to do it. You drop it. Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Joy, inner joy. Jesus says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the fullest, that your joy may be complete, not lacking anything. He moves on to say, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And in verse 24, 5:24, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature together with its passions and appetites. There is a strong appetite, a craving. Do you crave the approval of man? Or do you crave the approval of God? A craving left unchecked will put you on autopilot if you're not aware of it. In a negative way, It can destroy your life through your behavior. In a positive way, it can create an undivided heart, craving the approval of God over man. It also gives you the opportunity to set healthy boundaries. And also remember the verse, do not touch, do not taste. These are all destined to perish with use. When you pick up a shiny object and a trinket, just like if a child picked up a sharp object, the parent would quickly take it out of its hand and say, that hurts. Don't touch that. The same holds true when you are seeking the approval of God. You will quickly hear, don't touch that. Put that down. That's not yours. Don't touch that opinion. Don't put that negative conclusion that person made about you on. Don't wear that around. You'll hear the voice of God encouraging you to prune for growth, to let go of the non-essentials, let go of the opinions, the approval of other people, and the behavior associated with the drug of approval and the disease to please that actually keeps you in the flesh. Jesus Christ of Nazareth adores you. And he loves you so much, he refuses to let you stay imprisoned. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and do not allow yourself. This is a choice point. That phrase reflects a choice point. Do not allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery to the drug of approval, the disease to please, or anything else you want to fill in that line. What has mastered you? That's another verse. What has mastered you? Is it the opinions of other people? Or have you learned how to release that and seek only one opinion? Dear God, who do you say I am? Lord, remind me of my worth and value. So I didn't get picked for that situation, or I didn't get promoted like my colleague did, or I was overlooked in conversation and I had something of value to share. Lord, remind me that I stand outside of any of these fleshly exchanges and that I lack nothing in you, that with you and through you, I am complete. And you give me that clarity of focus because you are God, not of confusion, but of peace. Help me to remember whose I am today, now moving forward. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. So I invite you to listen to this podcast again and simply look for the places that you recognize yourself in. You might say, oh, I don't really have a problem with this, and I have a problem with that, and I really want to work on that specific, giving that power away. Perhaps it's in doing that overcare behavior and falling into guilt or not enoughness. It's never enough. I have to keep pleasing people to know I'm okay. Jesus is calling you up and out of that today. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of the disease to please or the drug of approval. So the scriptures from today's study come from the very rich letter that Paul sent to the Galatians, reminding them of the difference between the flesh and the spirit, inviting them to give more authority to the spirit, your relationship with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, than to the fleshly antics that we read in Galatians 5:17 through 21. So the first scripture we read was Galatians 1:10. Are you seeking the approval of man or of God? Are you still trying to seek the approval of man? You can't serve Christ when you are seeking the approval of man. And Jesus desires to free us from that. The second scripture was from Galatians 5:17 through 21. We get a wonderful list of the behavior, the ramifications. When I am giving more approval to man, this is the behavior I will see. So go through Galatians 5:17 through 21 and just circle what behavior shows up in your life. Then look for a change behavior in Galatians 5:22-23, the fruit of the Spirit. I choose to love more today than yesterday, and the behavior I will choose to do today to show my commitment to being in Christ's love today looks like this. I won't rush ahead of a conversation. I'll make time for the people that I love. I will resist the urge to mind read, and I'll ask for clarity, because love speaks up in authenticity and patience and kindness. So write down a commitment of behavior that you will do to flip out of one of those negative behaviors as a result of your drug of approval, your experience with the drug of approval, and your experience with the disease to please. Thank you for making time today to Edge God In. Join us at edgegodin.com. You'll be able to see the replay of this particular podcast, along with the scriptures associated with it, and a one sheet that will give you the opportunity to capture your learnings so that you can transfer this information into your behavior and you can make God recognizable more today than yesterday. Enjoy your gift of life and go for Galatians 5:1. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Stand firm and don't allow yourself to be burdened by the yoke of slavery.